Okay, his daf is Basra daf Lamed Zayin. We left off and daf Lamed Vav and Beis at the two dots at the bottom, about 5 lines from the bottom of the page. The Mishnah had said we're now on the last part of the Mishnah, which appeared on daf Chav Chesam at Aleph. And the Mishnah had said that this whole discussion about how long it takes to have a chazaka, where we had a machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether it's 1 month. Rabbi Shmuel said 3 months, 12 months, 3 months, and Rabbi Akiva said 1 month, 12 months. 1 month. Rabbi Shmuel says that's only b'stei lavan. It's only with a field that produces grain, where it produces once a year. So you're going to take from that year's grain. But b'stei ilan, if you have a field that has trees and it has different kinds of trees throughout the field, so kanasas tavuaso masika zesav kanasas kitza arelu gimel shanim, that if you're able to harvest the wheat, and then you go and harvest the olives, and then you go and harvest the grapes, so that's considered to be 3 years already, even though it didn't take 3 years. Tvaso actually in the Mishnah doesn't mean wheat, because again we said we're not talking about stei lavan, right? That's why Rashbam on the Mishnah said tvaso means yayin shel gafanim, that it's actually talking about grapes. So if you have your grapes and then your olives and then your dates or whatever it is, and you have three different harvests, even though it doesn't take 3 years, whenever each one is done, three harvests count as a chazaka. So our Gemara is going to be talking about that. So says Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Nishmal Rabbanan. From Rabbi Shmuel's Shita, we can derive what the Rabbanan's Shita would be. If a person had 30 trees that were planted in an area that it took up 10 trees for each beis sa'a, which is a normal amount of space for 10 trees. If you eat 10 from 10 trees this year, 10 trees the following year, 10 trees the year after, so it's a chazaka on all 30 trees. How do we derive that? Lav miyam Rabbi Shmuel, chad pira havi chazaka lekul hu piri. Didn't Rabbi Shmuel teach us that one pri is a proper chazaka for all the peros? Because even if you're first the ochel zesav and then the wine and that, right? So each one it counts. So each eating one pri is a chazaka for all of them. Hachanami hani have a chazaka lahani, vahani have a chazaka lahani. So here as well, these the first 10 trees work as a chazaka for the other 20, and the second 10 work for the other 20, and the third 10 work for the other 20. But says the Gemara, that's only if the other 20 trees aren't producing anything that year. When you first take from the 10 trees, if the other 20 don't produce anything, so eating from the 10 trees covers the others as well. But if the other trees are producing and you chose just not to take from them, then it's not going to be a chazaka. And also, v'udabazi bazuze, that's only if they're scattered throughout the field evenly and properly, not if they're all clustered in one spot. That's what Rashbam says. V'udabazi bazuye loshem bzia kolomer v'hani mili davi chazaka k'shachal asar b'kol shana hainu alide pizur, that it's only when it's scattered shachal gimel b'kol beis sa'a, that the 10 that you eat, you don't eat 10 trees from this beis sa'a, then 10 from the next beis sa'a, then 10 from the next beis sa'a, because then it won't cover everything. You have to scatter what you eat. So you eat three from each beis sa'a. You have three beis in with 30 trees. You eat three from each beis sa'a, each achila. Shachal gimel b'kal beis sa'a dinim sa machzik kol asada, because then you're affecting the entire field. Aval achad yuri lanos b'yachad b'beis sa'a. But if you only have, if you eat from all 10 trees of a single beis sa'a together, u'b'shana shniya kamokin b'beis sa'a sheni v'chein b'shlishis, and then the second year you move over to the second beis sa'a and eat from the 10 trees, and the third year to the third beis sa'a and eat from the 10 trees, ein a chazaka. The kol beis sa'a chashav steya ilan b'fnei atzmo. Every beis sa'a is considered its own separate individual steya ilan. B'sad l'shalem lavi chazaka l'sada acher. And you can't make a chazaka in one field to count for another field. V'haynu nam yidum yud Rabbi Shmuel de karnas ha-tvaso ha-masak ha-zesav. And that's more similar to the case of Rabbi Shmuel of karnas ha-tvaso ha-masak ha-zesav. Shebekol ha-sada hu ochel, that you're eating from the entire field. Stam steya ilan al pnei kulam u'fuzar na-zesam v'adukalim. Because a regular steya ilan has all different kinds of trees scattered all about it. It's not in clusters that this section of the field has only grapes and this section has only olives. And No, it's just scattered all around with all different kinds of trees, and you eat from a kind that's scattered all over the field. Good, so that's the din. Just backing up a little bit over here, the Rashbam had said, if you look back on Rav and Beis at the bottom, Mimata Asar LeBeisa'a, that we're talking about Dafka, the Gemara made a point to say that we're Dafka talking when there are when there are 10 planted in each Beisa'a. So said the Rashbam, what's the significance of that? To Beisa'a Tsarich LeEser Netios. A Beisa'a needs 10 Netios, that's the proper amount. Kedamar B'lo Yachbar. Avlim Pachos Mi Beisa'a. But if you have less land and 10 trees in less land than a Beisa'a, harismuchim biyosa, that's considered to be overcrowded, vavikiyar, and therefore it's considered like a forest, v'lavi chazaka, and it's not a valid chazaka, delom achzik demachzik yinchi, because it's not being machzik in the normal way that people are machzik, meaning we have this concept that we're going to discuss again today, which is that it's only a chazaka if you're using the land in the best possible way. If you're using it in less than the best possible way, so it's not going to be a valid chazaka. Over here, you're overusing the land, you're overtaxing the land by having so many trees in such a small area of land. That land can't possibly support that amount of trees in a proper way to maximize their growth, and therefore, it's not a valid chazaka, says the Rashbam. What about if it's the opposite? What if you have more land and less trees, or same amount of trees but a much larger piece of land? If you have more than a beisa for each 10 trees, that might be a chazaka for the trees, but it's not going to be a chazaka for the karka, because it's not the maximal use of the land. Maybe you're maximizing the use of the trees, but you're not maximizing the use of the land. So you might have a chazaka for the trees, but not a chazaka for the land. So the Gemara Dafka sets it up where it's 10 trees for each beisa. Says Tosfos, not so fast. Mata yud le beisa, says Tosfos. Pirsha kuntros. De pachos mi beisa la asara ilanos havasmichi bioser vavukiyar velavi chazaka. Right, Rashbam had said that less than a beisa for the 10 trees is too overcrowded, and it's like a forest, and it's not a good chazaka. The ein nira. Tosfos says it does not appear to be correct. That we're going to see in our Gemara, that if you eat them consecutively, it is a good chazaka. The Gemara is going to say, how are you kona aspasta, which is planted in a way that it's always overcrowded? So it seems that when you eat something that is overcrowded, it is a chazaka. So Rashi saying that when it's overcrowded, it's like Rashbam saying that when it's overcrowded, it's like a yar, and therefore it's not a good chazaka, seems to be against the Gemara we're going to see soon. So the Rashba nearly Yashi Pirishakuntras to the Kamanairi Shaochel Kali Ilanos Afal Pishe Nitsufmi says, but maybe what Rashbam means is as follows. Maybe to answer for the Rashbam, the difference between our case and what the Gemara is going to say later on, of achlan ritzufin, of eating from an overcrowded area that is a good chazaka, is when we talk about eating from an overcrowded area that is a good chazaka, we're talking about where you eat everything. You cut from everything in that area. That's a good chazaka, shrei achal ha'omdim le'aker va'osan ha'omdim le'skayim. You're eating both those things that are eventually going to be uprooted from this ground because they're overcrowding it, as well as those that are going to remain because they belong here, right? When, if let's say, if you were to have 20 trees in a beisa'a, so you know 10 of those trees ultimately are going to be uprooted because it's overtaxing the land and it's not healthy for the trees. But the other 10 are going to stay. There's no reason to uproot all 20, right? So the other 10 are going to stay. So if you eat from all of them, you're eating from something that's going to stay, as well as from those that are going to be uprooted. Aval hacha. But over here, what did we say? Over here, you're eating from each beisa, you're eating from only 3 trees. Aval hacha, she'eino ochel kol ilanos ela gimel b'kol shana, im ha'yulam and gimel ilanos b'gimel se'in. If you have 33 trees instead of 30 in 3 beisa'as, hare yeshben gimel ilanos ha'om din le'aker. So there are 3 trees scattered throughout these 3 beisa'as that you know eventually aren't going to be here anymore. Ukshuochel yud alf ilanos b'kol shana, If you eat 11 each year, Shema ba'osin yiralv sha'ochal osin b'shanazu, yesh ben bezo gimel sham d'nayaker. Even if you eat from all of them, you eat from yiralv in this year, yiralv the second year, yiralv the third year, maybe in one of those years, amongst those yiralv trees that you're eating from, amongst those 11 trees that you're eating from, two or three of them might be omid layaker, might be uprooted. Because again, you're not eating the 11 in this Pesah, followed by the 11 in that Pesah, followed by the 11 in that Pesah. No, you're eating scattered around, 11 over the course of the field, then 11 over the course of the whole thing. So at any given year, you might be eating two or three that are omid layaker, which means you're eating less than 10 that are here to stay for each Pesah in any given year. Less than 10 that are here to stay. And what we really require is that in each Beis Sa'ah, you have to be eating three that are going to stay, three that are meant to stay there. So that's when it comes to an overcrowded field. So that's how he's Minyashiv Rashbam, that it could be true that when it's an overcrowded field, if you're eating, even if you're eating from whatever the number is, if it's 45 planted in three Beis Sa'ah, and you eat from 15 each year, still you might be eating, in any given year, you might be eating from too many of them that are Omid Le'aker, and therefore that's going to ruin your Chazaka. What about an undercrowded field? Ubi Yosemi Beis Sa'ah, Sarin Niradil Okamekarka Kalikr. He says, I don't think you're going to anything. Not like Rashbam said, where Rashbam said that you are kona karka, just only the amount of karka that's tsarich li'ilanos. And if the field is undercrowded, the field is a little too spread out, so you're only, the Rashbam had said, you're kona some karka, you're kona whatever the ilanos need. But whatever the ilanos do not need, you're not kona. He says, I don't think that's true. I don't think you're kona the karka at all. Because it's simply not the maximal use of the karka. And if it's not the maximal use of the karka, so then you're not kona the karka. It's viewed as one big field. And therefore, you're not kona anything. Good. That is Tosfos understanding as opposed to Rashban. Now, the Gemara had made an ukimta that this is all true only hecha delo afiku. It's only when they don't, when the trees, all the trees don't produce. So you only take from those trees that do produce. Well, what kind of field is that? That in one year, one third of the trees produce, and then the following year, the ones that produced last year stopped, and these do produce, and then the third year, the two previous years stop, and then the third year produce. It's hard to imagine like what kind of peros it is. So it says Tosfos, you have to say it as follows. Pirush rach, kigon benos shuach. Not sure what benos shuach are, but apparently they're a unique kind of tree. That it takes from the time that they begin to sprout until you can pick them off the tree, it takes 3 years. It's a mission in Shvius, that their Shemitah, interestingly, while the Shemitah for all the other fruits is on the Shemitah year, the Shemitah for Bnei Shuach is in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So why does that make sense? Doesn't Shemitah go by the Shemitah cycle? Why should they have a different Shemitah year? So he explains, Pirush b'shana b'eishal Shemitah, l'fi sha'osan perosh nilketim b'shana b'eishal Shemitah, nechnetu b'shvius. Because those peros that you're taking off the tree in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, they were sprouting on Shemitah itself. And we go b'asa the chanita, and that's what we count for Shemitah. And it just takes a really long time for these fruits to grow and to mature. It just takes a while till they ripen. So most fruits ripen a little bit, you know, more quickly. It doesn't take a full year. Right? You'll find with the esrogim that you buy that some of them are green now, and then by next week already they'll be yellow. The guy told me last night that next year all the esrogim are going to be green, because Sukkot falls out so early next year. Some people are going to have to learn to live with a green esrog, or do all the tricks with sticking the apple in the brown paper bag, or whatever it is to make it yellow. But the point is, it does move along a little bit quicker, but these Bnei Shuach, they take a full year till they grow. So from the time of the Chanita till they actually grow, it takes a full year. Vasurim Kedin Shvius, and therefore in the second year, the peros that you're actually taking have a din of Shvius. And he says such a line. He says that's why the reason why the Rach says we have to be talking about Bnei Shuach is because if you have any other kind of tree in 1,000 years, this would never happen. to have such a maisa that that 10 of them, exactly one third of them, are producing in 1 year, and then another third are producing in the following year. Never happened. That you can have 30 trees, that there's going to be some sort of plague or wind blast or something that's going to affect 2/3 of the trees each year. And the ones that are affected this year aren't affected the following year, etc. Plus, they're scattered all around. It's not even like the 10 on the east side of the field are affected this year, the 10 on the west side of the field are affected the next year, the 10 in the middle are affected. No, we said that the case has to be that it's scattered all over the place. So how could that possibly happen? If there's some sort of locust or some sort of wind that ruined it or something, it would have ruined everything in that vicinity, in that area. So it's impossible that it would ever happen. So that's why you have to say that we're talking about Pinot Shuach, where simply it doesn't yet produce fruit. The fruits that are being produced will take the extra year. Vimtomar, so Frank tells, wait a second, Echi Matsimari Bimno Shuach, for Brech Pirkan Amrin and Gabi Chazaka, be in the Beidna di Isse Lahai Pira, less Lahai Pira, Vahach, Kishachal Perishon, Rishon of Shnia, Kvernachna to Perishon, Shnas Gimel. But don't we require that at the time they're eating the Shnos Chazaka, at the earlier years of Chazaka, that the Peros of the following year aren't there yet? And over here by Bnei Shuach, the whole point is that they are there yet, they're just not fully ripened. It just takes a really long time for them to grow. So he says, Yeshlomer, Kim Shadan Yeshana ad Gemar Shalana Vishapir Pi Inodis Lai Pira Les Lai Pira. No, meaning the point is that it can't be finished. There can't be other fruits. The fruits of the third year can't be finished yet by the time you're eating the second year, the second Achila. Over here, they're not finished yet. They're just getting started. So anyway, that's how Tosfos makes Mekimta in our Gemara, that it's got to be talking about Dafka, this unique kind of fruit, otherwise it wouldn't make any sense. Okay, next halacha. Says the Gemara, Zehechzik b'ilanos, Zehechzik b'karka. If one guy is machzik in the trees, the other one is machzik in the karka. So what are we talking about? The two guys happen to move into a field, and one guy for 3 years uses the trees, and the other one for 3 years uses the karka. So that's what you would assume, because that's what the whole parak has been about. It's been about cheskes gemul shanim, and trying to prove ownership based on 3 years of achila. So the guy who has the trees says, I've been machzik in the trees, and therefore the trees belong to me. The guy who has the karka says that the karka belongs to him. Says Rashbam, that's not what's going on over here at all. If you look at the Rashbam, zechzik bilanos, zechzik bekarka, shnei lukuchos, shalakhu stay ha'ilan me adam echad biyachad. Two guys, two buyers, go and they buy a stay ha'ilan from a single individual together at the same time. The kalakarka yitzarich li'ilano shayunatuyim kedin stay ilan. And the trees need the entire area of karka because it's planted properly, like a stay ilan is supposed to be planted. 10 trees for each pesah, so it's maximizing the use of the karka. But the guy sold to one guy the karka, and to the other guy he sold the trees. And then they're machzik, not cheskes gimel shanim. It's a form of kinyan, right? Nol gadur paratz. It's a form of chazaka. It's how you do a kinyan chazaka on the karka, right? Chazaka can mean like five different things. Rav Shachter used to say when learning Babas, chazaka can mean five different things throughout Shas. You have to know chazaka sometimes throughout most of our parak. It's cheskes gimel shanim. It's a way of proving that you must be the owner, but it's not a kinyan. Right? The kinyan of gimel shanim, the chazaka of gimel shanim is not a kinyan. There's chazaka of kinyan. Chazaka of nol gadur parts, making a kinyan or karka. There's chazaka of being muchzak in something, that I'm holding on to something right now, of cheskas metaltalin, which even for a single moment of holding on to it is chazaka. And very often chazaka means rove. Right? We say chazaka, ein adam pareb tautzmano. Chazaka means a ruba de lasa kaman. Right? Ruba de isa kaman would mean something like there are 10 stores and 9 sell basar shkut and 1 sells basar nevela. That's a ruba de isa kaman. You can count. But ruba de lasa kaman is described as chazaka. Ruba de lasa kaman means most of the time this is what happens. That's a ruba de lasa kaman. So yeah, chazaka is very often a ruba de lasa kaman. The word chazaka is used for so many different meanings. So it's confusing. And that's why the Rashbam says over here, don't get confused. This whole parak is about cheskes gimel shanim. This line is about chazaka meaning kinyan on karka. that one guy is kona the ilanos, the other guy is kona the karka. Oasu shuma avodas karka kolachem b'shalo. The karka nikna b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Because after all, that's one of the three ways to be kona karka, either kesef, shtar, or chazaka. V'lav b'cheskas gimel shana mayri. We're not talking about cheskas gimel shanim. U'behedil mefaresh l'kamei. And it's going to be evident later on in this sugya that we're clearly talking about two lukuchos, two people who are buying the field. So what's the halacha? So now back in the Gemara. Let's assume like the Rashbam right now, each guy does a kinyan chazaka on what he bought from the original owner. Amrav Zvid, Zekana Ilanos, Zekana Karka. So Zvid says, okay, good. So the guy who did the chazak on the Ilanos is Kona the Ilanos. The other fellow is Kona the Karka. That's it. Now, says Rashbam, wait a second. Amrav Zvid, Zekana Ilanos, the Parasein, below Karka. Meaning, what does it mean I'm Kona the Ilanos? It means only the Ilanos, but not the Karka at all. The guy who has the trees only, and not the Karka. And to the extent that, Shim Yavshu Ilanos, Liita Acherim Bimakoman. That if the trees were to dry out, he's not allowed to replace them with anything else, because he doesn't own that karka to do anything with. And the other one is kind of the entire karka, even if there's enough trees, that normally buying trees would mean you bought the karka together with it, but over here we know you didn't buy the karka, the guy who bought the trees did not buy the karka together with it, because the original owner sold the karka to somebody else. Says Rashbam, the Tanamba Mokhara Sasvina, Tikana Karka Tachteim, Ubenem, Chutzlan, Kimlo, Ora, Visalo. We say later on in this Masechta that when you buy trees, you not only bought the trees, you bought the area immediately surrounding the trees, which is enough area for you to pick the fruits off of the tree, to walk around with a basket around the tree. All that area of karka is yours. So why is it different over here? Why do we assume that when you buy trees, all you have is the trees? According to Rav Zvid, so says Rashbam, Hani mili b'lokech echad hakon me'ilanos b'toch shal chaveru d'kona karka. Aval hacha b'shnei l'kucho shalokhim b'yachad ze ilanos v'ze karka, matziyam le'bala karka le'bala ilanos ki echad d'didilas li b'ilanos l'dach nami leslach b'karka. That when do we say that when I buy trees I'm entitled to land also? That's when I'm buying the trees from the guy who owns the land. If I'm buying the trees from the guy who owns the land, I have the right to assume he's selling it to me ba'ayin yafa. He wants to give me the ability to use those trees in whatever is the normal way to use them, which includes walking around them and walking around in the land and picking the fruits off of the trees, and therefore I'm kona the land around it as well. But when the guy who's selling it sold the land to somebody else, he didn't keep the land for himself. So we don't have the right to assume that when he sold me the trees, he gave me a chelik of the land. He sold the land to somebody else. And the guy who bought the land has the right to say, look, just like I don't have any portion of your trees. Normally, if I buy a field from somebody and there happen to be trees in it, I'm going to the trees too. But now I understand I'm not, because the guy only sold me the karka, he sold you only the ilanos. So whatever I would normally be kona together with my land, I wasn't kona, because he sold it to you. So the same thing with you. He sold you the ilanos. So granted, normally you get some karka with it, but he sold me the karka, so you get nothing. So that's what Zvid Shita, that each one gets only what they get. Maska for Rav Papa, so I ask Rav Papa, Imkein, Imel the Bali Lanos Bekarka Klum. But wait a second, then it's going to turn out that the Bali Lanos has nothing in the Karka. Lame Le Bal Karka, the Bali Lanos, Akari Lancha, Shkol Vizil. What's going to stop the Bal Karka from telling the Bali Lanos, get rid of your trees and get out of here? Right? Meaning, and says Rashbam, Kishe Yivashi Ilan, Akari Lancha, Shkol Vizil. What's going to stop him from telling him, after the trees dry up, get rid of your trees? And don't plant another one in its place. But says Rashbam, before they dry up, he can't say that. There's no way that he'd be able to say, get rid of your trees. Aval kolzman shu toin peros ein yachol lomar kein. The afagav the karka ein lo ha'ilan kamoshu yonik min karka kanu l'perosav. Clearly, when you're kona the ilanos, it includes whatever yanika they're currently getting from the karka that's allowed to continue. Vachinami muchach l'kaman b'shmaite midam le markshish b'rejav chis l'ravashi yikor mucha rishka zavon. Whatever, we'll see that seems to be clear later on in the Masechta. So Rav Papa says, it's simply, meaning, what would Rav Zvid answer to that? Rav Zvid would say, yeah, in a chinami. As soon as the trees dry up, you're kala kinyano. That's over. That's what you bought. You bought the trees. Those trees are gone. So why should you be allowed to plant other trees? Rav Papa says it can't be. You bought trees in this karka. It can't be that you're not going to have the ability to plant other trees when these trees dry up. So Alam Rav Papa. So what does Rav Papa say instead? Zekani ilanos v'chatzi karka, v'zekani chatzi karka. One guy is kona the trees plus half the karka, and the one he sold the karka to is kona half the karka. Now, why half? Where do we get that number from? So Rav Papa says no, it doesn't really mean half. He says lab daf v'chatzi karka elat sorafli ilanos. Now it's whatever the tree needs, like we said before, the underneath the tree, the amount of space you need around the tree to walk around with the basket, doesn't mean half. Inami, second shot of the Rashbam, dafka ka'amar chatzi, ugon shekala karka tzorech li'ilanos. And we're talking about where the trees actually need all the karka, right? That you need to, if you really wanted the trees to be maximized, it would require all the karka. But, and normally, if a guy just sold you trees, and in this amount of karka, you would have acquired the entire karka. Problem is that he sold the karka to somebody else. So he must have meant something when he sold the karka to somebody else. So what percentage are you going to give to the, how are you going to divide it? So we figured the fairest way, since they're both really kona the entire karka, the fairest way to do it is just to divide it 50-50.
It's
two people buying together. The balilanos could tell the balkarka, just like he sold to you by inyafa, he sold to me by inyafa, and that way they're allowed to split it up. Tosos disagrees with Rashbam again. What do we say? First of all, in the whole case, going back to the beginning, what's the case about? Zechs, bilano, zechs, karka. Rashbam said it's nothing to do with cheskas gemul shalim. It's all about cheskas kinyin, nol gadur parats. We're talking about kona, making a kinyin on the trees and on the karka. Says Tosfos, a couple of kashas. First, v'kashalari, de lo havele l'mikveh e'amasnisin, d'hacha, d'ari b'cheskas gemul shalim, el kaman, gav b'cheskas shel kinyin. Right, as far as we're able to tell, says Tosfos, since Tav Chav Chesam and Aleph, we've spent 9.5 blocks so far talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And smack in the middle of the sugya, where we're talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim for 9.5 blocks, on the Mishnah that spoke only about Cheskas Gimel Shanim, we're just going to suddenly throw in a halacha about Cheskas Kinyin and Karka? That's strange. Why would you do that? Why would the Gemara have this over here? It's not like we're not going to get to it. We will get to Cheskas Kinyan. The Gemara will discuss it, just not here. So why are we mentioning it over here? Va'od! If we're talking about a chazaka that's a Kinyan chazaka, so why do we dafka choose a Kinyan chazaka? There are other ways to be kona things also. You could be kona with shtar, you could be kona with kesef. There's so many different forms of kinyan. Why dafka choose chazaka as the form of kinyan that we're speaking about? You could be kona in other, with other forms of kinyan. Right? So why dafka chazaka? What's the idea with chazaka? We just say kona, just say that he's lakach. So says the Riva Nira L'Ri, Da'ai Riva Cheskas Gemul Shanim. No, we're talking about Cheskas Gemul Shanim. Dil Rav Zid, Zekon Ilanos, Zekon Akarka, Ve'en Lebal Ilanos Bekarka Klum. L'kach Chiyav Shu Lo Yita Acherim B'mkoman. And the whole sugya is reads as Cheskas Gemul Shanim. Each one has Cheskas Gemul Shanim. The one who has the Ilanos, according to Rav Zid, doesn't have the Karka. The one who has the Karka doesn't have the Ilanos. They each acquire their own thing. And once the Ilanos are uprooted, you can't plant other Ilanos. It all makes sense. Right, Rav Zid's sheet that makes sense, Rav Papa's sheet that makes sense, it all makes sense with Cheskas Gemul Shanim. Rav Papa suffered the Zekon Ilanos v'chatzi karka, pirish lo sheyiknu b'guf karka klum, shari zechzik v'kol karka. Meaning, not that when the guy who has the trees really owns half the karka, because that's not true. Meaning, the guy who's machzik in the karka is the one that owns the whole karka. When we say that he's kona half the karka, it doesn't mean he's kona half the karka. It means the guy who's kona the ilanos is allowed to plant other ilanos in their place when they dry up. And from there we learn that if you sell meaning, what drove the Rashbam to say that we're not talking about Cheskas Gemul Shanim? Because the Gemara is going to relate this to a guy who sells. To two lekuchos, one guy who buys karka, one guy who buys ilanos. From the fact that the Gemara relates it to a case of mechira, so he assumes that we're talking about a mechira. Says Tosfos, no, the Gemara relates it to mechira because why should there be any chilek? mean, just like when one guy is machzik for Gimel Shanim in the Karka and one guy is machzik Gimel Shanim in the Ilanos, the halacha would be, according to Rav Zvid, that Zekar Nekarka, Zekar Ilanos, according to Rav Papa, Zekar Ilanos Chatzi Karka, Zekar Nechatzi Karka. The same would also be true if you buy. One guy buys the Ilanos and one guy buys the Karka. But not because that's what we're talking about right now. It's just, it's a logical extension. It makes sense. If it works by Lukuchos, then whatever works by Lukuchos should work for Cheskas Gimel Shanim as well. It's just logical. It's a logical extension. Fine. Says the Gemara Vayter. Pshita Machar Karka Vishir Ilanos Lefanav Yeshlo Karka. Certainly, if you sell the karka and you're mishayer the ilanos from the sale, right? You sell the karka and you say, and you leave yourself two trees in the field for yourself. So certainly you're entitled to karka that those trees require. Right? You're entitled to the karka around those trees. You obviously did not include that karka in the sale. V'afilu Rabbi Akiva damar mocher ba'in yafa mocher. And even if you assume like Rabbi Akiva that generally someone who sells is selling ba'in yafa, and that we assume when you sell something, you're selling in the most generous way possible. That's only true when you're talking about a bar in a dus, you're talking about a water pit or a cistern in the field that doesn't weaken the land at all. Right? That's when we assume you're totally mocher ba'ein yafa. Says Rashbam at the bottom, Hanimi bar v'dos, hadukam Rabbi Akiva, the lo ikev derech li atzmo svivos habar klum. That which Rabbi Akiva says, that if I sell a field to you and I say, you know what, the bar is still mine. Well, if I want to get to my bar, I'm going to have to buy the rights to walk into your field now because I sold you the field. And we don't assume that I left myself a path, that I still left myself to own a path to get to the bar. Why? Because the bar doesn't weaken the land at all. Because the guy who bought it, knowing that you kept yourself the bar, is still able to plant all around that bar because the karka is beautiful and it's wonderful. The bar doesn't ruin the karka at all. Digging a bar might ruin karka a little bit, but once it's dug, right, the bar doesn't ruin the karka at all. V'lo yitzak alaf alokeach lakor boro mikan. And the lokeach will never say, get your bar out of here, it's causing so much trouble. Ta'ina masiko klal, it doesn't bother him at all. Hilkoch lo asik mocher adayte la'akev atzmo klum in hakarka. And that's why in that case, the mocher would never think in his mind for a moment to keep any of the karka for himself. V'hilkoch sarach likach menu darach b'damim le'lech al-baro. And that's why since he didn't keep any of the karka for himself, he's going to have to purchase the ability to walk to his bar. But when you're talking about a tree, avalilanos, dekamachshi ba'ara, but when you're talking about a tree where it does weaken the land, right, the roots of the tree are growing out in all directions, and it absolutely does weaken the land, shiyure shayir, then he for sure left himself a little, an area around it, dilo shir, lemle akari lana vizil, because if he didn't leave himself an area around it, and he left all the karka for the lokeach, then at some point the lokeach is just going to say, you gave me all this karka and now you're destroying it with your tree. Get rid of your tree. So at the time of the mechira, he must have already had in mind, he must have already thought, you know what, I'm going to sell him the karka, but I'm leaving myself as much karka as my tree needs so that he can't have any tainas on me. And we assume that that was included in the sale. And that's even according to Rabbi Akiva, that normally a mocher is as generous as possible. But still, if you leave yourself a tree, it means you want to be able to use that tree. You don't want the guy to have tainas on you to get rid of it. Okay, second line from the top on Amud Beis. Machri lanos v'shir karka lefanav. If a person sold trees and left himself karka, now totally the opposite case. Right? Instead of selling the karka and leaving yourself a tree, you sold trees and you left karka for yourself. So plukta Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. That's where you have machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva dama mocher ba'ein yafa mocher islay, Rabbanan leslay. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that a mocher sells ba'ein yafa, therefore islay, the guy who bought the trees, is going to also it's understood that he bought a path to get to the trees, right? And he bought the area around the trees. He bought whatever the trees need, because we assume you're selling ba'ayin yafa. But according to the Rabbanan, who don't assume a mocher is selling ba'ayin yafa, that a mocher is being as generous as possible and he's throwing in a free this and a free that together with the sale, as sometimes salesmen do. No, we assume that he's just that you're going to pay for every little extra bit, and he's going to charge you for everything. He's going to nickel and dime you to death. right? Like some salesmen do. So he's got, the Rabbanan will assume that that's generally the attitude that he's going to have. So then, lastly, then you don't have the area around the trees. And if you want the area around the trees, so you're going to have to purchase that area around the trees. And says Rashbam, this has nothing to do with Rav Zid Rav Papa. Says Rashbam, Pluktat Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan, Bein Rav Zid, Bein Rav Papa. This applies both according to Rav Zid and according to Rav Papa. Ubishnei Ilanos Mad, we were talking about where you have two trees. If it were three trees, then everyone would agree that if you buy three trees, that you're kona the karka around it. That's going to be a stam mishnah later on. Fine. Just invite the next Rashbam. Rabbi Kiva Domer Mocher Bayin Yafa Mocher Islay Lokech Makom Yilanos Alakarka Lita Acherim Bemakomen Kishi Yamusu. Islay means not the area around it in the sense that he's able to do anything in the area around it, but it means that if this tree ever dies, he's going to be allowed to plant another tree in its place. The Rabbanan Ein Lokarka Vim Yamusu Lo Yitachin Bemakomen Kindan Stama Hakonish Shnei Yilanos Lokana Karka. Right, that's the assumption that this machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Right, and now the Gemara is going to explain how this machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan does not at all relate to the machlokas Rav Zid and Rav Papa. And no matter what you hold in the machlokas Rav Zid and Rav Papa, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan are still going to have the machlokas. Again, what's the case? The case is you sold the tree and you left the karka for yourself. Question is, when the person who bought that tree, when that tree dries up, is he allowed to plant another tree in its place? So, and what was the machlokas Rav Papa and Rav Zid? Where you sold a tree and karka to two different people. And the machlokas was whether when that tree dies, you can plant another tree in its place. So the two machlokas sound like they should relate to each other. It sounds like it's the same machlokas, but it's not at all the same. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Akiva Islay, Rabbi Akiva will say that you have the right to plant another tree in its place when you bought only the tree and you bought it from the guy who owns the karka, and even according to Rav Zid, who said in the case where there were two buyers, one guy buying the karka, one guy buying the tree, that the fellow who bought the tree does not have the right to plant another tree in its place. That's only when it comes to two buyers. To Amar Le, because by Shnei Lekuchos, one guy could say to the other, just like I have nothing in the Ilanos, just like I who bought the karka don't have any rights in your trees, you who bought the trees have no rights in my karka. But over here, it was the guy who owned the karka who was selling the trees. The guy who owned everything before was selling the trees. He did not sell the karka to anybody. He kept the karka for himself. And therefore, we have the right to assume, mocher, bayin yafa mocher. We have the right to assume that anyone who is selling with the most generosity possible. And therefore, now, when I'm selling to two people, I can't be most generous to both of them. Because if I'm selling one guy the trees and the other guy the karka, well then it's not very generous to the bala karka to sell the guy who owns the trees some karka along with it. But if I'm keeping the karka for myself, so then we could assume I'm being generous. And by being generous we mean that I'm selling the trees with whatever karka is attached to those trees. The Rabbanan Lesley, and the Rabbanan will say, in the case where I'm only selling the trees, the Rabbanan will say the guy who's buying the trees gets nothing, he only has those trees, and when those trees die, he's not allowed to plant others in his place. Vafil Rav Papa! And even according to Rav Papa, Damar Yeshlo, who says that when you sell the trees and the karka to two different people, the Bala Ilanos is allowed to plant other trees in his place. Hanimil Gabi Shnei Lekuchos, that's only when it's two separate people buying. Why? Damar Lei, because you could say to him, because the Lekuchos could say, look, just like he sold to you Ba'ayin Yafa the Karka, he sold to me the trees Ba'ayin Yafa. Ba'ayin Yafa meaning that I'm always going to be allowed to plant trees in this area, that he must have been generous to both of us. But, meaning, as generous as he was to you, he was to me. The Bala Ilan could say to the Bala Karka. But over here, because the original owner kept nothing for himself. So it was the utmost generosity. He sold everything. It's all gone. So the Bala Ilan could say to the Bala Karka, just like he was generous to you, he's generous to me. But generally speaking, if you only sell one part of it, we assume you're being as stingy as possible. And you're going to keep whatever you can for yourself. That's the Rabbanan. Aval hacham mocher bayin ra'a mocher. Over here, when you're selling bayin ra'a. We assume that you're going to be as stingy as possible. You're going to keep whatever you can for yourself. Fine. Period. That's the end of that case. Amri Nardai, Achlan Ritzufin, Ein Lo Chazaka. If you eat them Ritzufin, it's not a Chazaka. What does it mean, Ritzufin? Says Rashbam, we quoted this earlier. Lahani Shlosh Milan, is going back to our case. 30 trees in an area of 3 Beis Sa'a. 10 trees in each Beis Sa'a. You eat them Ritzufin. What does that mean? Kikon Shinatu and Tesvav be Beis Sa'a. I'm sorry, going a different case. There are 15 in a Beis Sa'a. Ein chazaka, meaning they're overcrowded. There are 15 in each Beis Sa'a. There's supposed to be only 10 in each Beis Sa'a. It's overcrowded. That's not a good chazaka. Vafilu achlan kulan kol shaloshanim v'lo achzik d'machzki inchi. Even if you eat all of them for all 3 years, because that's not the way normal people would use this karka, it's an overuse of the karka, it's overtaxing the land, and since that's not the way an owner would act toward his land, that's not a chazaka. A chazaka is when you walk into a field and you start acting like the owner of the field. You're not acting like the owner when you're overtaxing the land. You're acting like a guy who's rented a car and is trying to, you know, and is abusing it because he knows he's going to give it back anyway in a couple of months or whatever, a couple of weeks. Right? That you're not acting like a guy who owns this karka. You're not machzik k'nemachzki inchi, and therefore, it's not going to be a valid chazaka. Mask v'la Rava, so Rava asks, wait a second, elameyata, if that's the case, hai mishra da aspasta b'may kanilei. What do you do with mishra da aspasta? What's mishra da aspasta? Says Rashbam, aruga da aspasta b'may kanilei hare zrua ritzufa v'afilu akar amirin b'reish pirkan l'avi chazaka. It's the type of thing that's planted very closely together. It's overcrowded, and yet the Gemara says earlier, you can have a chazaka on something like this. Says Rashbam, it's not really such a strong kasha. Umiyu lavat kaftka ma'al yasehi. Dai urche v'haylav urche. By this aspasta, it's the normal way to plant it. It's very tight and overcrowded. By trees, it's not normal, so it's not really such a strong kasha. Hai machsh bar tfei v'haylo machsh tfei. El rava hu de lesle hai svaru b'mils l'bialma hu de mokla nardai. It's just that Rava didn't really like this whole idea that lo machsik de machsik inchi when there are 15 trees. So he just asks a kasha koldehu as a way of setting up his own shita. So what does he hold? Elam Rava machr ritzufin ein lo karka. If you sell ritzufin, machr ritzufin ein lo karka. If there are more than 10 in each Beis Sa'a, we don't assume that you bought the karka along with it, because all these trees aren't meant to stay in the karka anyway. So when I sold you these trees, they're meant to be uprooted. So we don't assume that the karka was sold along with it. Am Rabbi Zeira Ketanayim. Rabbi Zeira says, in fact, it's a machlokas tanayim. Kerem shum natua al pachos me arba amos. Rabbi Shimon Omer eno kerem. If you have a vineyard that's planted with less than 4 amos for each row, which normally you need 4 amos for to maximize the growth of the vines, let's say you overcrowd the kerem, so eino kerem. The Tanakhama says that it's not Rabbi Shimon rather says that it's not a kerem at all. Does not have a din of a kerem. The Chacham say no, harezu kerem v'roen esemtzayim kilu einan. Of course it's a kerem. You just view the middle vines that are in the way, that are in between the 4 amos, as if they're not there. So that seems to be the same machlokas when you have an overcrowded field of trees. So is that called that when you are machzik in all of those trees, that it is a good chazak on the karka as well? Or is it not called a good chazak on the karka? Is it called the stay ilan still? Or we say, no, you only bought the trees, but obviously you didn't buy the karka. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up from 2 lines from the bottom tomorrow. When's that? Tomorrow? 4 minutes? Huh?